From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Russia appear not yet to have reached agreement on how to end the violence in Syria. Their respective top diplomats, Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, are expected to meet again perhaps later this week in Geneva, but U.S. spokesman Mark Toner had nothing to announce Wednesday.
I don't have any travel to announce at this time. I can say that the Secretary remains committed to continuing efforts to try and resolve the remaining or outstanding issues in order to reach an arrangement on Syria that will put in place a durable cessation of hostilities, provide humanitarian access to all areas, and lead to a resumption of talks between parties in Geneva.
Toner said Washington won't agree to an arrangement that doesn't meet core U.S. objectives. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunas said one of those likely is the flow of humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
The question, of course, is what can be done both for the immediate situation, but also under what terms. For example, the Syrian regime, backed by the Russians, has been holding out for essential surrender for rebel groups and their supporters and some of the besieged areas.
Meanwhile, the UN said fighting in central Hama province has displaced yet another 100,000 people in the past week. Gabon's newly re-elected president, Ali Bongo, has dismissed European Union criticism of the August 2017 election that he won by a thin margin over the opposition's main candidate, Jean Ping. In a broadcast interview, Mr. Bongo said fraud took place, insisting Ping's supporters were behind it. He insisted he didn't organize anything to rig the vote. Tuesday, an EU election observer team reported a clear anomaly in a Bongo stronghold, with 99% turnout, 95% voting for Bongo. This is VOA News. On the eve of the 11th East Asia Summit in Laos, which gets underway Thursday, the Philippines published photos of what appear to be Chinese naval ships building an island near Scarborough Shoal in the contested South China Sea. University of New South Wales Professor Emeritus Carl Thayer said this is not a new development.
This is a development that raised concerns in March and April of this year when the U.S. reported increased surveying activity, and the U.S. took certain steps and China seems to have backed down. This recent activity seems to indicate that the number of Coast Guard vessels has increased and that there are civilian ships that look like a dredger and others carrying supplies and others that could be carrying work crews.
Thayer said what remains unknown is China's intent, but calls it a worrying development nonetheless. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman insisted Wednesday the situation around the reef remains unchanged. The two major party U.S. presidential candidates took part in separate broadcast interviews late Wednesday to talk about national security. But Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton was pressed about her handling of classified information while Secretary of State.
Classified material has a header which says top secret, secret, confidential. None of the emails sent or received by me had such a header.
Federal investigators determined Clinton sent or received email on her private server that contained classified information but did not recommend prosecution, although the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, said she was extremely careless in handling the information. Earlier, Republican nominee Donald Trump released a plan to boost military spending if elected. The United States accused Russia of sending one of its warplanes dangerously close to an American surveillance aircraft over the Black Sea Wednesday. Moscow said it acted in accordance with international flight rules and reacted after the U.S. aircraft approached its border. The Pentagon said the Russian Su-27 flew to within 3 meters of its Navy P-8A aircraft while on a routine mission. The U.S. conducted two airstrikes in southern Somalia early this week that killed 4 al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said strikes in Toro Toro in lower Shabelle region came in response to an attack by a large group of armed al-Shabaab fighters during a joint counterterrorism operation. The U.N. mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo said it transported dozens of fighters loyal to former South Sudanese Vice President Riek Machar to the DRC for medical treatment. They were described as being in very bad shape. In Tokyo, Japanese stocks opened lower Thursday after the government revised its economy's growth in the second quarter to just 0.2%. That is an improvement over the initial flat growth rate that was issued last month, but down from the first quarter's 2.1%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.